Cycle. Hello. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Break the Cycle. I'll be your host, Joshua Smith. Hope everyone's having a wonderful Thursday. I got it. I figured it out.
This time.
I got it right. For you guys that don't know, I recorded with Stu Peters today. I'll be on the Stu Peters show tomorrow at 6 p.m. Talking about foreign influence in American politics and World War III. So that was pretty cool. I got to go off. I went off. I was really upset.
That sounds spicy.
So yeah, I had people about 20 minutes ago tell me and say, message me and say, Ryan, you should talk Josh out of going on the Stu Peters show.
No, fuck no. That was my second time on the Stu Peters show.
Oh, no,
that wasn't even my first time. That was my second time on Stu Peters. The last time I went on there, they had
seen that clip.
Yeah, they had Paul Harrell on the show doing the thing of the show. Got a notification.
What kind of notification?
But we're still live, and we haven't dropped any frames. So, okay. If you guys are viewing this, please let me know that the stream is still playing. We may have just dropped on one platform. Oh. Who knows?
We might just need to get thumbs up in the chat for a few episodes.
Yeah, we need. Yeah, just give us. Yeah, because
help
doing
us.
I think it may be on X.
What?
That we drop.
Oh, our cycle breakers. We need our cycle breakers.
Oh shit! Wow. I got a black screen.
On what?
YouTube.
Not sure. Good.
Okay, it popped back up.
Okay.
It popped back up. Yeah, so I had the same thing.
I think it was just a brief drop. All
right. Yep.
Lag. Some kind of lag there. If you're on Wi-Fi, turn it off.
I turned it off already.
I'm on Wi-Fi. Hopefully all our streams are still good. Groundwater Split said YouTube is dropping oddly. Okay, we're at 8.2% C and not dropping any frames. 5,000.
Yeah. It faded in and out.
So. Maybe it came back on. If not, I don't know. Maybe it's just recording locally. This messes us up. I don't know why. I'm recording, but we're not dropping any frame.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, as long as
always the engaging start of technical.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we're good on Rumble though.
Whatever. Anyways, thanks guys. Thanks for hanging out with us on Thursday. We got a great show for you guys tonight. We have a lot to talk about. Before we get into it, go check out toplops.com, the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break Cycle, where you can get all kinds of great hats, backpacks, hoodies, leggings. Get your own couch stream pillow like you see over on the couch there. That custom Break the Cycle pillow for your own couch stream that AJ cuddles with it. All right. And you can get those 10% off by using BETC at checkout for a 10%. Down. Or you can join the Patreon, subscribe, star, become a member of the YouTube channel under all of our videos by hitting the join link, where you can get into a private Discord server and get his new gear up to 2 weeks before it goes to the general public at like a 30% discount. If he ever comes into the chat and helps us out again, buddy, if you're watching, we need you. Guys, we got a great show for you tonight. Like I said, I'm pretty excited. We got a lot to talk about. There's been a lot going on. Definitely need to talk about top shootout with an acorn. So much weirdness around that. Before we go any further, guys, let's check in with my wonderful co-host, Mr. Ryan Kurt. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I am doing quite well. I am potentially going to get a job offer. I'm the finalist for two different positions, so that's very fun. And, you know, I would be making more money, which is also very fun. Speaking of money, I want to start to leverage some sponsors. We had our last couple of shows pop off on Rumble. We're doing great on there. We love you, Rumble.
Thank you. Pop off. We've done over 50,000 views on our last episode on Rumble, dude.
Yeah. So if anyone has any suggestions for sponsors we might reach out to, please let us know. We would like to get sponsored.
Sure.
And I think with those kind of numbers, it's going to be very beneficial for sponsors to get in front of that many eyeballs.
Yeah, absolutely. AJ, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing great. And speaking of sponsors, you know, I'm enjoying some Danske Mead. Oh. Throw that out there.
That mead company.
It's delicious. This is ginger. It's made in several other different flavors. And 19% alcohol. Yeah, delicious. It's like a strong wine.
Does it keep you Chinese spy balloon free?
Chinese spy balloon free, unvaxxed, not pumped tonight. No pre-workout.
Yeah,
I promise.
Thank God, dude.
I promise.
That was way worse than Ryan off his ADHD meds.
Yeah.
Way worse. I was like, damn, what happened to this guy, man? I'd never seen.
Bad.
Your eyes were like red, bro. I was like,
they were.
Shit.
They were.
Yeah.
I was drinking maybe a little too quickly.
On the pre-workout. Yeah, that was crazy.
After lifting, too.
That's not. Absolutely.
So it's like, there's not, the floodgates are kind of open. I'm just like, I'll say whatever.
Somebody in the chat, or Brownwater Scrids, suggested ammo, and that would be, that's like my ideal sponsor.
Yeah.
If Phoenix would want to sponsor the show, dude, I'd give them some great deals, dude. Yesterday, Primary Arms would be good too. Any of the cool, like, National Association of Gun Rights would be great. Really good ones.
Yes.
If not aware.
Dagger,
yeah. We've had Will on the show. Will works for them. But he's like, don't ever abbreviate our organization on Twitter. So yesterday, Tuesday.
Tuesday on the show.
I said that I would post at 3:30 yesterday. I would make a post. I didn't post till 4. But I posted at 4 about foreign influence, specifically Israel's influence in our national politics here in the United States. It's something that I've been harping on a lot. I believe that we are an occupied country. I really believe that we're an occupied country. Sending $100 billion out the country to other countries at no benefit whatsoever to the American people. You're occupied, dog. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. But I wanted to see how many people would retweet that. And the reason why I wanted to see how many people would retweet that is because every time I make a post about Israel or the money to Israel or Israel Gaza or anything like that, it gets so suppressed, dude. Like, so amazingly suppressed. So that specific post had almost 100 retweets. Okay. I made another one an hour later about the Parkland High School anniversary, because the 14th is the anniversary. And I made a long post there. It got the same amount of retweets. Okay. Like 92 or something. It has right now 17,000 impressions. Do you know how many of the ones that I asked for the retweets has? Less than 5,000. So some people might say, it's just how the algorithm works. But every single time I mention these things, it gets suppressed. I got 27,500 followers on Twitter. Okay. I had 100 retweets of that post and it got less than 5,000 impressions. That doesn't make any sense at all. Zero sense. And it's not the first time. It's happened several times. And that's why I held the contest. And I said, whoever, there would be a random drawing to have somebody who retweeted this post come on the show. And thankfully, there was some really great people that retweeted it. And I was very excited. And I did the drawing this morning. My friend Josh Parks was the first one chosen. Unfortunately, he didn't get back to me in time. We will reschedule a show with him eventually at some point. The second one had, I don't know the person. They follow me. And so I tagged them and said they would be next up if Josh didn't respond, and they blocked me.
Oh, so I looked at their profile after you said that.
Yeah.
Total commie scum.
Really?
Total commie scum. Their banner was like, protect trans kids and whatever.
No. Their banner was protect kids, and it was a umbrella with a rainbow going around the umbrella.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it was a base thing.
It was protect kids. It was based.
It might have been based.
Yeah. And so I don't know why they blocked me after I tagged them and said they would be next up, but whatever, it happens. And then our third in line was Mr. Ian Gallagher, who's, followed me for a while. And I think we have a bunch of mutuals even on Facebook. So I was excited to have him on. Mr. Ian Gallagher, sir, how are you doing tonight?
Doing well. Hanging in there.
Good. We're glad. We're happy to have you, man. Thanks for the retweet. We really appreciate it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came to these ideas of liberty and whatnot, man?
Ron Paul. I mean, that's where it started. Yeah, very shocking. My grandfather was the Fox News conservative, sitting there watching the debates, and I'm in the back room there, and I hear this guy, and I'm like, man, this guy makes a lot of sense. And I'm like, who is this dude? And I'm like, hey, I'm like, Grandpa, who's the guy who's that? Oh, that's Ron Paul. Yeah, I like him, but he's this and that. And I'm like, oh, cool, I'm gonna go look him up on my computer. One thing led to another, and next thing you know, I'm just eating up everything he talks about, everything, as far as like the idea just of liberty and how far off base the Republican conservatives have gone. It dawned on me, like, wow, they they've completely lost it on freedom, liberty. Like they don't understand it anymore, or they never did. And you know, here I am freaking 15 years later, and my whole perspective has changed on a lot of what I thought before, and now I understand. You know, it's like I've been following politics long enough, and it's like, yeah, the GOP never really was about liberty, or you know, and I have a lot of questions about a lot of things now. So he led me kind of down that path to sort of, you know, breaking free of the, you know, the old thoughts and the ideas I had in my head that were all backwards and wrong.
Yeah, Ron Paul is a hero. Ron Paul is an absolute. Anybody who has a problem with Ron Paul, basically, that's just how. I don't give a shit what. Yeah. If you're a libertarian, you're not paying your respects to the greatest American statesman of our generation. You're probably not really a libertarian. I mean that. I don't mean that in the not a real libertarian fake sense. I mean, you're probably not a real libertarian. Yeah. Probably have some serious. The man did more for our politically than anybody ever in history of my life. That's for sure. There's, you know, we can go back to the founding fathers and, you know, great people like Thomas Paine did so much for our sovereignty as a nation, our freedom. Of course, we've been completely infiltrated by the communists now, fighting to erase all of our great culture and history, freedoms. But somebody asked where I got the Cholo shirt. I actually Choloed it up. I got it at Aeropostale, actually. That's where I got this Cholo
gangster.
Aeropostale, yeah, that's where I got this at, yeah.
Okay, said it in such a gay way, I didn't recognize it.
That's what it's called, Aeropostale.
Aeropostale.
No, it's called Aeropostale.
You're in Iowa, pronounce it like the damn Iowans. Aeropostale.
That's literally what it is. I don't care. Listen, Ryan,
which one?
I'm not taking advice. Once again, I'm not taking any opinions on what things are called from a guy whose favorite rapper is XXXTentacion, dude. Okay? I don't know how he says that to bring this up, dude.
Knowing how to pronounce words has nothing to do with music taste.
It's not rap. He's talented. It's not rap.
Yeah, it's not rap, dude.
I mean, it is.
No, it's not.
He has
it's
parts
a style of rap.
He has parts of his music that are explicitly rap, and he has parts of his music that are not rap.
The breakdowns. Yeah. At the break.
Yes.
And a lot of gay. So, anyways, let's get started on this. We got some great topics for you tonight. We're pulling from the Def Leppard, starting with the Acorn Shooter.
Wildest video I've seen.
One of
while.
The craziest videos I've ever seen. And so a cop recently, was it in Florida?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But yeah, let's say Florida.
Yeah, let's go with Florida. Anyways, he had a perp handcuffed in the backseat of his car. He walked by and he heard something go ka-thunk, and he thought he got hit, and he immediately started he mag dumped into his car.
Well,
twice,
he ran like behind the vehicle at first because like, he
rolled
had his pretend hit and fell and roll, and then got up and ran or so crawled or something.
Yeah,
because he started back window of the vehicle.
He emptied it and then ran behind a car for cover.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
bizarre.
He stated in a later report that he had been told by the perp's girlfriend that the perp has a gun and a suppressor. And so when he arrested him, he patted him down, didn't find a gun, didn't find a suppressor.
That was on his brain, though.
Handcuffed him, put him in the car, and then thought somehow that this guy had hid a suppressor in his prison wallet. Okay, I don't know if you guys know how big cans are. They're not little. That's a big prison wallet, okay? Plus.
He was unarmed. He knew he was unarmed.
So
that guy was freaked out.
So he heard ka-thunk. Yeah. No window breaks.
Nope.
He goes running, tumbling, firing all over the place, wildly, calling shots fired. His partner, a woman, of course, pulls out her gun, mag dumps into the car as well. And all the while he's screaming, I'm hit, I'm hit. I don't know where I'm hit, I'm hit, I'm hit. Well, come to find out, this dumb motherfucker heard an acorn fall out of the tree and land on top of the car. And then mag dumps into the
whole fucking thing was in his head.
Here's
he heard a noise.
Here's the kicker. This is the craziest part to me. Him and his partner both emptied their magazines, probably at least 10 shots apiece. 20 shots.
If they're if they're police issued weapons, it's like 15 to 17, I believe.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a Glock 17, probably.
It's a lot.
Probably 17 or 18.
So let's say 17. Let's say 30 shots fired.
Yeah.
At this vehicle. and they didn't hit the perp once.
They're so fucking
lucky. Not one time did they hit this perp. They shot at him 30 times, 30 rounds, and did not hit him. In the backseat, handcuffed, weaponless. Okay.
Think it'll save him money in the lawsuit?
Oh,
I think it'll be less because he wasn't hit.
Yeah, because he wasn't hit, I'm sure. Right. Yeah, absolutely. What do you
think? Due to your incompetence.
I mean, the whole thing's bizarre because the guy just goes, he believes it. Because he's on the radio like, I think it might have got my vest. I don't know, man. I feel weird. Like,
well, here's the thing too. So this is what people aren't talking about. Like this guy said, well, I was in Afghanistan, right? And so like people are like, oh, he's got PTSD. Maybe he shouldn't be on the job. And so I looked it up.
That's what I thought before I heard of the Acorn.
Yeah, I looked it up.
That's what I thought.
I looked it up. He never saw combat.
Oh boy,
zero combat at all. Okay. This police officer saw zero combat, and so he was having a panic attack. He was having an anxiety attack. Somehow, he thought that this perp had pulled a, you know, 6-inch suppressor that's an inch and a half around or whatever, and a firearm out of his asshole. I mean, I couldn't think of another way he could have got it after being patted down, and started firing through the window quietly, very quietly, because you know those suppressors, they're just like the movies, dude.
Yeah.
They're just like the movies.
It's a mouse fart.
Yep. Yeah, just you can't even barely tell it's there. It's the only thing that's better is just putting a pillow over the gun, right? Because that really deadens the noise. And so he thought he's getting shot at out of this window and goes off rolling. Have you seen this video, Ian?
Yeah, I've seen it. I was laughing the moment he started rolling and then rolling and then rolling, and I'm sitting there like thinking to myself, what is he doing? Like, why does he keep rolling on the ground? Like, over and over again.
He got teleported to Dark Souls. That's where he was in his mind.
It was bizarre.
He saw the red health bar and the green energy bar pop up, and he was like, well, I gotta dump that green energy bar.
I've known people who've
been arrested for very minor offenses and different things, some not so minor, but like, you know, imagine your friend or your family or whatever, you know, it's like they get arrested, the cop freaks out, rolls, you know, falls to the ground, starts rolling around, and the next thing you know, he shoots them and kills them, you know, while they're sitting there handcuffed in a vehicle.
Well, thankfully for the perp. I don't know. Maybe he was a pedophile, and I'm sad that he didn't get it. I don't know anything about the perp. This whole story has overshadowed the perp entirely. We have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was some kind of domestic.
Yeah, situation. Who knows?
But
the guy said, I think he said he laid down on the floor and he started praying, and he slipped down at the bottom of the seat or something while the shots were being fired.
Probably got really lucky because they have, you know, so they like separate the front seat from the back seat. That is like a thick layer of like fiberglass. And so it's going through the car plus the fiberglass. If he's not by a window, probably got really lucky. And those seats too, like the back seats, I don't know if you've ever seen the back seat of a cop car. They used to be like a springy bench seat back in like the early 90s and 80s. Now it's like these like
it's
molded,
like a plastic shell.
It's not even plastic. It's like some kind of like really thick, like,
oh, it's a polymer
rubber
probably.
Of some sort. That has like indents for your hands and shit. It's like molded to people.
There's cutouts right behind your butt.
Yeah.
So you can be cuffed and it's
Well, and it's also quote, it's comfortable. Also, it also cuts out around people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I believe that probably is what saved him, is that, you know, he got down on the ground there behind the big fiberglass shield, basically, that's got like bulletproof glass up top, you know?
Yeah. If he was shooting at the back of it, where was his partner shooting at it?
From the side.
Jesus.
The side, yeah. Yeah. Right through the window, I'm sure.
Lucky to be alive.
Dude, he is. Can you, I don't, I just.
It's 9mm, though. They probably, you know. 9mm is not going to go. If it hits a metal part of the car,
yeah,
it slows down quite a bit.
Slow down a lot. He may have gotten hit.
What are they shooting at? Like, do they know what they're shooting at? Because if you're shooting to, stop the threat, you would think they would be assessing the current progress of stopping the threat.
Yeah, no, they're completely retarded.
Yeah.
It seems like they're just literally just keep shooting into this vehicle. And apparently they don't even know where the threat is because they completely missed them. So
yeah, I think they said that the police officer that thought he was hit missed the car like 4 or 5 times even. So he's just shooting down the street. Yeah. Dude.
He just went chimp mode.
Yeah,
and I never done.
Yeah,
he chimped out entirely. Dude.
I don't know if this was a DIE hire, diversity inclusion equity hire. Tariq Nasheed called him a white Hispanic. So
yeah,
go with that.
Yeah, white. Well, and
so
you know,
he's the black guy.
It's really funny. I don't know if you ever look at the crime stats, they include Hispanics in the white.
It's not a joke. But Tariq takes advantage of that quite a bit.
I've seen images of some individual cases where it's like Nigerian black guys being labeled as white.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding you. Yeah. They add the Hispanic population crime rates into the white crime rates. Dude. I'm not kidding you at all. Literally happens all the time.
Listen, so this is going back a ways, okay? I graduated in 2003 with a criminology degree. So this is like when you actually had to go to the library and look at physical
college.
Books.
I was about to say, you're older than me. How'd you graduate in 2003, dude?
But I keep up with the stats. I always look at the DOJ stats, the FBI stats that a lot of people say are fake and gay, right? But I still look at them. Let me tell you, the stats for the past 10 to 15 years are definitely fudged. Plenty of documented cases of this. They have fudged the numbers for 20 years, and they're still doing it. And it's a woke agenda, right? They want to cover up crimes by people that are non-white, and they want to emphasize crimes by whites and include Hispanics in that number. A lot of Middle Eastern guys, they're fudging the numbers. Yeah. They can't fudge fast enough.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
The crime statistics are like NBA statistics. Yeah. White guys can't keep up.
Like, we're not going to say, I mean, it's, you know, anybody who hears the 13%, over 60% of the violent crimes, anybody who hears that and has a problem with it is just like lying to themselves.
Should we just explain racism on the show? Let's do it.
I mean, that is racist.
Let's explain it.
Legitimately.
So you have an average of 53%. Okay. Yeah. That's a group average. So you can judge a group on that. You can't judge an individual on that. When you start judging the individual based on the group stat, voila, racism.
Well, and you know what's funny?
So you constantly have to reassess. But after a while, that human nature.
There's one group of people that I assess. I'm okay with that. That is the middle class white liberal one.
Yeah.
who says that
the unprotected class.
Yeah, they're the most protected class in the United States. No, and here's the thing. Here's the thing about the middle class, lower middle class liberal white women who live in like gated communities. Okay. Here's the thing about them. They are the first people to call you a racist or any of this. They're also the first person to grab their purse a little tighter when I walk in.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not kidding you. They're the ones that are locking the door at the stoplight, bro. You know what I mean? And they're the ones calling everyone racist. Meanwhile, me and all my black friends and my Mexican friends and my white friends that sit around in a circle outside the high school telling racist jokes to each other, right? Yep. Are never scared of any other race ever. I mean, that's just you know what I mean?
And so, then later they're watching their boyfriend get stabbed on the street. And they're like, oh. And then the cops are like, what do you look like? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah, she wouldn't tell him.
Remember that chick?
Yeah, it must have been the wind.
Wild.
She wouldn't tell him, dude. So, Ian, what will you do if a cop ever arrests you, acorn falls on the roof of the car?
Apparently, you're supposed to get down. Well, if you can, you're supposed to get down in in front of the seats, you know, on the floor of the vehicle. Yeah,
stop, drop, and roll.
And pray.
I think you have a higher, likelihood of being shot by a police officer hearing a drop on the car than you do of hanging up.
Yes.
At this point, I just don't even know. These cops are crazy.
Well, it depends on how good of shot the cop is. If it's this particular cop,
you're fine.
You're fine. Just, like,
sit there and drink your tea, dude. Everything's good. Yeah, absolutely. Guys, Italy has now passed a bill agreeing with the people of Albania to ship their migrants to Albania. This is wild to me. Now, you guys know that, what's her name? Prime Minister last year.
I remember people freaking Georgina. Out because they were calling her fascist.
Yeah, saying that she's a fascist, which is funny because, you know, fascism came from Italy. Yeah. Anybody know?
Mussolini. It's like olive oil.
Yeah. And so, yeah, just like olive oil, it also came from. I was earlier. I was getting Starbucks for my wife, who's Italian, and she wants the Oleato drink, which has olive oil in it.
That'll just make you shit.
Georgia
your pants.
Maloney.
Georgia Maloney. There Maloney. It is. Yeah. And so, the lady at the Starbucks was, "You actually like this olive oil drink?" I said, "No, it's for my wife who's Italian." Kind of like, but I was making a joke because she actually doesn't eat a lot of olive. And I was supposed to be the olive heir. At my grandfather, his family owned mm-hmm. the olive farm that became Bertolli, and sold it way before it became Bertolli.
She's 47 and not horrible.
AJ's over here playing wood or wouldn't
yeah.
I to the prime
smash
minister
her
Italy.
Past so anyways, world so, leaders.
So the
oh, wait, that's not her.
The
oh never I had the wrong chick.
Oh yeah, let's see. Are you playing?
Oh maybe
smash
that's
pass?
Her. This is probably a better shot.
Smash her pass.
That's just like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Italian.
It's not just like Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm saying he's
Italian.
Yeah.
So this is catching a lot of fire from the liberal Democrats, whatever the equivalent is in Italy and around the world, calling Albania basically a prison colony, saying that this is the Guantanamo Bay shipping migrants to Albania. I think that's hilarious. I think that's really funny. And if it is going to be the new Guantanamo Bay, I suggest Fauci, COVID regime, and pretty much every governor.
Is Albania a shithole?
You're here.
Ian, do you know anything about Albania? Have you ever been to Albania? Have you ever visited?
No, I have not. I know very little, if anything, about Albania.
He values his life. Yeah. He hasn't been to Albania.
I don't know. Let's look up crime stats in Albania. I bet it's a little better.
Isn't Action Bronson from Albania?
Really?
What is Action Bronson?
Yeah, Action Bronson.
Let's see. Let's see some crime.
You know who Action Bronson is?
No.
He's a big fat guy.
Wow.
No, I'm a younger millennial. By the
I
way,
thought you listened to rap,
Brown Water Squid, who is giving me shit, calling me a zoomer. I am a millennial. Thank you very much.
Barely.
So
okay,
I know the millennial clothing lines. I wore Aeropostale growing up.
Aeropostale.
And American Eagle were the shit when I was in middle school.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is the petty shit that I love.
Artipostatolo. Artipo Statolo.
What? No way, dude. No way. Did you hear that, Ian? You didn't hear that, did you?
No.
Aeropostatidal is what they said.
Artilopastilo.
Yeah, I don't even know how to
play that again, dude.
Dude, that was insane. Let's do that one more time.
Play that again.
Artipostatolo.
Artipostatolo. What is that from?
It's just a random YouTube video, but it's got to be.
Artipostatolo.
It's got to be somebody trolling.
Let's find another one.
Oh, my fuck.
Everyone in Iowa calls it Aeropostale.
Here we go. How to pronounce Aeropostale.
When Google Fiber first launched 1 gig,
gosh,
it cost
$70. I hate the Google Fiber commercials
so much.
You are looking
at Julian's pronunciation guide, where we look at how to pronounce better some of the most mispronounced words in the world, like this other curious word. But how do you say what you're looking for today?
Croissant.
We are looking at how to say, how to pronounce, in French, aéropostale.
Aéropostale.
It's a French word, okay? So, you're wrong.
Yeah, we gotta Americanize it and go aéropostale.
It's aéropostale. Is exactly how you,
it is.
How you pronounce it in French. Okay.
Yeah. He has the actual genuine pronunciation.
Yeah.
That's the
I
American.
Have, yeah, I have the American
just
pronunciation.
Just like you dummies in it, you weirdos in the Midwest also pronounce Aldi's.
Aldi.
It's Aldi.
It's Aldi.
There is no S at the end of it.
It's Aldi.
Nobody.
There's no S at the end of it.
I've never heard anybody say
Aldi. Right, but they call it Aldi's.
Yes, I know
that's where you're going.
No, that's what Midwesterners call it because
it's Aldi.
First of all, they can't spell and they don't know how to pronounce shit. It is Aldi, and it's
another example
from Germany.
Put the S on,
and it's called Aldi. Aldi.
Aldi.
Aldi.
Ryan,
I'm like 70%.
What do you think
German.
Of this foreigner defiling our
proud German heritage,
telling us how Aldi's is pronounced, and we're from here?
There is no S. He's right about that. It's Aldi.
There's no S on that sign, dude.
It's Aldi. I'll change it.
Okay, okay. Yeah. We're back to Albania.
Albania is the poorest country in Europe. Surprise.
Okay. In the 18 years period from 2004 to 2021 in Albania, we've calculated an average annual ratio of about 146 crimes per 100,000 inhabitants.
That's a lot.
That's safer than Detroit.
It is?
Yes.
Well, Detroit's literally...
The year 2021
Albania.
Was marked
Detroit's
by the
Albania.
Highest value of this indicator, namely 196 crimes per 100. Now, let's see. Detroit.
Maybe we should talk about how those crimes are measured in Albania first.
Crime right. stats. Look at this. See what we get for Detroit. 66 per 1,000 residents. Now, do 60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because the other one was per 100,000.
That's a lot more.
Way more. Like, way so incredibly higher. So, like, Albania is not Guantanamo Bay. Okay.
No.
Albania is not even Detroit, Michigan. Okay. How in the hell are they calling Albania the Guantanamo Bay, like, prison?
I think they're just getting away with that, just saying it's a poor country. They're just saying it's poor.
Doesn't make any sense, dude.
Oh. Well, it's in Cuba.
Who's saying this?
The liberal left of Italy and others around the world are saying that into sending terrorists, I guess, to Guantanamo Bay without due process. But the truth is that in Italy, they've already passed laws that immigrants don't have rights. They don't have the same rights as Italian people. They are totally free to export them to another country. Yeah. And Albania has agreed to take them in. So
interesting.
So here's the deal. You're so fucking stupid, because that's what you are, if you're calling this some kind of like, oh, they're being sent there against their will. They have a country that's willing to take them in, and a country that's not willing to take them in, that is going to take the migrants and export them to the country that is willing to take them in. Okay? Here's the fix for all of this, okay? If you're a migrant, fix your own fucking country. Fix your own country. It's your country that is messed up. There's a reason you're leaving, okay? And I get it. The Middle East is a different story because a lot of that is fucked up because of us.
Yes.
Okay? But like South America and shit, I don't, like, you guys have allowed the cartels to take over your countries. You have allowed the socialists to take. In fact, you voted for the socialists. You voted for the fat cat, shithead socialists that are eating while you starve. Okay? Don't come here and vote for the same shit. Go ahead.
They also vote down basically there's a proposal in Mexico not sometime back to you know, basically increase the gun rights essentially, and the populace basically voted it down and were like, oh, that's dangerous, you know. It's like, okay, well, enjoy the cartels, you know.
And you see what's going on in Salvador, where they finally elected a president that was like, we're gonna fuck the cartels up. Mm-hmm. We don't care about their rights. They're terrorizing our population, and they've gone from the most dangerous country in South America to one of the safest countries in South America.
Almost overnight.
And because of that, the president was elected by the largest margin of victory in history for a presidential election.
The 92% approval rate. And
do you guys think that's all legitimate?
Yes.
And I'm not like a big Bukele fan, but I'm also not like, you know, I'm not like, oh, he's just all evil either.
Right. No, so I don't know if you've seen the rallies that he's at, that he's put on outside of their palace or whatever.
I have not.
But there's like a million people showing up to these. A million
talking about that on
fucking people, dude.
That's impressive.
I've never seen anything like
that. Elijah show. Yeah, Clint Russell was talking about this. He brought up the fact that it was a good speech, and then they turn the camera around, and it's like all militants. Like
in the
all
front.
Armed men.
In
yeah. He was giving a speech to like an armed brigade.
But there was a
like,
million, there was a million people there.
I know.
Behind him. Behind
yes.
the military.
Yes.
It was insane.
His point was maybe sometimes that's necessary to have a strong man come in and just kind of clean house.
Yeah.
But obviously we all know in this room, like, innocent people were probably swept up in that.
Oh, there's no doubt.
You know what I mean? There's no doubt. Yeah. But do the ends justify the means?
It wasn't like, you know? It wasn't like, it wasn't like the Filipino president.
No, no.
Who was just like executing just drug users just in the middle of the street, dude. You know what I mean?
You smoke pot?
Yeah.
Bang.
Bam, on the spot, dude. They were like executing. Man. Yeah, these guys actually use military operations to go after the cartels. Yeah. Like that's your own country, you know what I mean? And like, so it's, you know, I feel like it's, I don't want any innocent people to die ever. I don't think innocent people should have to die, period. Plain and simple. I want that clear. But, the, you know, if a couple did in these skirmishes, we don't have the stats on that. We'll never have the stats. It's a lot less bad than a country like ours going to the Middle East and killing 100,000 Iraqi children. Know what I mean?
Bombing from the air.
Yeah, they're actually at war with people that are actively occupying their country. Okay?
Right.
Does that make sense? What do you think, Ian?
I tend to agree. I mean, it's as far as the moral comparison there, yeah. I mean, yeah, just bombing, you know, indiscriminately hundreds of thousands of people abroad as opposed to rounding up, you know, gang members and possibly, you know, possibly innocent people getting caught up. That's definitely not near as bad. So I'd have to agree on that.
I think it's crazy. But like, let's get back to the original. They went from the most dangerous country in South America to the safest country. And he won by such a large margin, it couldn't have been fair.
And what didn't they went to bit that's went to Bitcoin, right?
So they have Berlin. El Salvador, it's a city, like a whole territory in Salvador that is now Bitcoin Mecca, basically.
Okay.
We did look up the stats the other day because I didn't know how many people were.
I'm curious how that's going.
20% of businesses in El Salvador now accept Bitcoin. 12% of the population. Wow. Now that might sound like a very small number.
It's huge.
Huge, dude. Huge number. And so when the talking heads and the pundits would like to say, you know, oh, they're only 12% of the population is using that as kind of like a cudgel against Bitcoin, saying, oh, it's not really working because, you know, they're only 12%, but 12% would be damn near mass adoption in the United States. If 12% of the population,
12% of the population were using fentanyl, you'd have a very different attitude.
Well, you know, it's happening in LA.
Quick review on Bitcoin. As of today, where are we at? February 15th. 52,172. Gone up 117% in the past year.
That is app.
That's crazy. I'm very happy to. I paid 26. I paid when it was 26. I'm really taking my. I sold out. I sold mine.
26,000? Yeah. I bought when it was $19.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hold it. I bought it like. I started investing. It was like 66,000 when I started investing.
Oh, you were at the high.
But I've been doing it consistently. Okay. Just so it, I've probably gotten $1,000 in when it was under 25.
Yeah. I put money.
He's a sat stacker.
I put money in every page.
I'm containing myself right now. I'm livid that I've lost potential money that I didn't invest in. So I think I'm going to buy in again and start stacking.
Late. Bitcoin will be $1 million.
I want to do a big chunk. Is that dumb or should I just do small amounts?
Bitcoin's going to be $1 million.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever going to go down to
$19. Bitcoin's going to be $1 million. Dude. I fully believe that.
It will continue to
fluctuate.
It'll
be worth $1 million
up
fiat.
And down.
Would you flip your 401k into it?
I would personally. Yeah. Definitely. I'm not telling anybody else to do it, but I would be totally fine with it. What do you think, Ian? Where do you stand on Bitcoin, buddy?
I don't know. I'm still on the fence about it. I mean, I'm still that conspiracy mind is like, you know, does the NSA have a backdoor to it? And I guess you could argue that no, because our own, you know, Federal Reserve is talking about, you know, this CBDC, I think it's called, you know, basically the electronic dollar. If they had a backdoor, they wouldn't need to do that. And then, I mean, there was the case of Roth Ulbricht, which, you know, he had some Bitcoins and some of the DEA agents like stole them and then they got prosecuted. And then I don't even know what happened to it after that. So I don't know. I haven't, unfortunately, I'm in tech. I actually work in technology. I'm a software developer. I haven't dug in deep enough to really understand the entirety of the security behind it. And whether or not there's a backdoor there, who's this Katoshi guy, and You know, it's like there's Satoshi. A lot of questions I have.
Yeah.
So, sorry,
Satoshi.
Satoshi. Yeah,
was
yeah.
he a Fed?
Nobody knows who's.
Was Satoshi Nakamoto a Fed?
Joe Biden.
I don't know. Yeah, and maybe to my demise, you know, maybe I'm the one guy that's like, you know, poor and subservient to everybody with Bitcoin, you know, 20 years from now.
Yeah,
well, that'll be us, dude. I'll be right next year.
Everybody should have Bitcoin. If you haven't bought Bitcoin yet, go buy some Bitcoin. Yes. You can buy 0.700 Satoshis. It's fine.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was buying like $100 at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't entirely sold on it when I started buying. I think it was like after an inauguration speech by Joe Biden. That's what, after yeah. I listen to that man talk, I tend to make more rash decisions.
That'll happen.
Seriously, I bought a gun after one of his speeches. I was like, "Oh, this country's going into
bless
civil
you.
War." Do you
bless you?
Do you guys remember our episode where we went over the State of the Union?
Yes.
I'm still livid about the shit he said in that. That was some of the dumbest, just absolute oblivious nonsense that I have ever heard from anyone. In charge of anything.
Hey now, Jack. Hold
up,
Jack.
Come on, man. You know the thing.
Come on, man. You ain't black if you don't vote for Joe Biden, dude.
Can you believe that flu? I still can't believe that flu.
I can't believe that flu either.
I cannot. The same guy who
told America he didn't want his kids to grow up in a racial
jungle.
A
racial
jungle. Literally. On national television.
The grab the pussy thing is horrible. I get it. And it's, you know, it's women voters. But, dude, you don't vote for Joe Biden.
You ain't black. Jack.
I don't know.
That flew just fine for the liberals. They don't care.
Well,
they're such
was,
hypocrites, dude. It's insane to me.
Wasn't the quote like, if you don't know the difference between me and black?
No, it was if you don't vote for me, you
if
ain't black.
If you don't vote for Joe Biden, you ain't black.
Yeah, but he literally said that, dude. He said that.
But you're right. That's a correct quote, too. He also said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are we really surprised by anything that Joe Biden says, like, at this point?
No.
You know, I'm just surprised if I can understand it at this point.
It's so bad.
Were we talking before the show? Yeah, we were talking before the show about it. I'll link it. I think it's, I linked it on my X account earlier, X Twitter. Yeah. Joe Biden AI singing Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Oh, I gotta see this.
And it's a compilation of all his dumb shit and bumping into walls and shaking hands with ghosts. And when you watch it, you're laughing, and you're vacillating between laughing and feeling fucking horrible for this guy.
It's elder abuse.
Like,
it's elder abuse.
They probably just leave him alone in like a kind of a cage or some sort of a tent,
yeah,
maybe
some sort of like oval.
And they give him
office
they turn
or something.
Out, like,
where
here's your flashlight, Joe.
It's bad. Know? It's bad. All right, guys.
I showed you the video of him at a brewery.
He's bad, dude. He's bad. I don't know. It's not. I don't know if that's as bad as Michael Rechtenwald going on Simcast and forgetting Clint's name as his.
Yo, that was weird.
That. Did you see that, Ian?
Early onset.
I didn't catch that.
So Rechtenwald recently was on Timcast for his second time. I've been on three times. I'll probably go on again.
I watched him for about 3.5 minutes before I turned it off.
And they asked him, you know, what about your VP pick? Who's your VP pick? And he said, oh, it's, the guy. The caucus has picked him. And then he goes, and then I know for a fact, dude, that Phil leaned over and went, Russell. And he goes, oh, Clint Russell, who's a good friend of mine, by the way. I said, I don't know, dude. I don't know about you, but Clint is actually a good friend of mine. I love that guy to death. He's like, I love him to death, dude. Right. And I would never forget his name on, you know, the third largest alternative media show in the world. Right. Like, what the fuck, dude? I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I was dying laughing. It was kind of like, you know, I don't like, I'm not a fan of his presidential run. Okay. I think he's a great guy. I think he's got a lot of really good ideas. He's very boring. I think he's just been, he's kind of phoning it in at this point. I think he's been lied to by a lot of people.
Yep.
I think people have told him, oh, it's going to be your shoe-in. You have no problem. Everybody's going to love you. And then he got attacked. He's been canceled or whatever. I don't know how much of that I believe, but I feel bad for the guy as well. You know what I mean? Because I know that first $25,000 on his campaign came from, you know, Noah did.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. And for libertarian, we're not, you know, libertarians, I'm sure there's some out there, but the majority of them aren't like these, you know, politicians plush with like sponsors and funds and stuff. You know, that's just, it's not, that's not the way it works in the libertarian world.
No, we're still, I mean, this campaign has been very popular with libertarians, my campaign, and we're still struggling financially to get the campaign going.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's just how it works, dude. Like, this is libertarian.
We're politics. Not the money bags party. No, we're not the money bags.
We're up against financial juggernauts, dude. Yeah. Like the Leviathan, right? And like, but libertarians don't want to come off their wallets, dude.
Yeah, you're in it for like, I mean, I think I've seen you say this, so I don't think that it's any secret. But like, you're kind of like, okay, I'm gonna get out there and spread the message, like regardless of where the cards lay. Like, my goal is spread the message, liberty. Change people's minds. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've said several times that the presidential for a libertarian is literally just a 50 state mediator. That's all it is. All it is. Okay. You're going out and trying to wake people up and opt out of this. Okay? And that's why, you know, that's why I talk about all kinds of things that the other presidential candidates won't talk about, like the foreign influence in American politics, because you're not going to hear these guys talk about that, because they're all going to put on the tiny hat and go kiss and take money from AIPAC. I'm not one of those. In fact, I'm probably the only candidate when I'm on the ballot in 50 states after May, because I will be on the ballot in at least 49. I will be the only candidate running in the United States today that will not take foreign money at all, will not take money from AIPAC, will not put on the small hat, the tiny hat, and kiss the wall and pledge allegiance to other nations. I'm the only candidate that will be on the ballot that will do that. So I get to go and talk about that. I get to go and talk about foreign influence. Politics. I get to go talk about Title 40, the Social Security Act, how it's tearing families apart by design. I get to talk about all these things. The other candidates aren't going to talk about that shit.
I just pictured you in a daishiki, like kneeling
in the hall. Like, for...
I pictured him in a top hat.
It's a tribal music.
Like party. The least small hat.
I'm gonna put a 10-gallon hat on. You put the tiny hat on, and then it's me with a picture of a 10-gallon
Doug Dimmadome hat.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Anyways, okay. Putin said, talking about Biden. Putin says a Biden presidency is better for Russia than a Trump one.
Agree.
Isn't that crazy? After all this like Trump collusion shit, Putin comes out and says a Biden presidency would actually be Russia then,
and he knows Biden is the one funneling money directly to his adversary,
to Ukraine. Yeah,
so that tells you how much he thinks about Joe Biden.
So Stu Peters seems to think that the $60 billion of that bill was going to Ukraine and 14 was going to Israel. I think it was the other way around. I thought it was 60.
No, I think you're wrong. I think I listened to the show again.
Yeah,
I think you just had it reversed.
Okay, so reversed it.
The
then.
Smaller amounts go.
Israel.
Yeah.
No, I thought the 60.
I think the 60 is going to Ukraine and the 18 or whatever is going to Israel. Is that
well,
right?
Here's the deal.
But this hasn't gone through yet, has it?
It passed the Senate.
No. Yeah, but it
already passed Congress and the Senate.
So you guys didn't read the 1,000-page bill?
I did, actually.
I also read
the
Cliff
Notes. The vast majority of the border safety bill. That's how I found the laws in there, the provision that basically gives the right to argue issue of the border directly to the DC court. They hid that in there. And so all of the arguments made about the border from now on will be taken out of the court. I found that in there and put it out online.
I put it out. I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, so this is crazy to think about. Yeah. Biden has been working with Ukraine for a long time. He was working with Ukraine before he was the president. That the 10% for the big guy is a real thing. We know that Hunter Biden's laptop probably would have involved a lot of proof of shady dealings with Ukraine between Joe Biden actually taking funds from there. We know that some of that money that's going over there was getting funneled back through Sam Bankman-Fried as a money laundering. And we know that Sam Bankman-Fried has been a money launderer basically for the DNC and the RNC. And that's why he is not going to jail. Despite the fact that he did something that put Madoff in prison, you know what I mean? And so let's read this. A Joe Biden presidency would be better for Russia than Donald Trump won, Russian President Vladimir Putin told pro-Kremlin journalist Pavel Zarubin in an on-camera interview Wednesday. Asked by Zarubin about the upcoming U.S. presidential election, Putin said Biden would be better for Russia because he is a more experienced person. He is predictable. He is a politician.
What do you think that means? That's what that means.
You think it's because he can be manipulated? What do you think, Ian?
I think he's saying he won't use nukes again.
Oh, what do you think? Asking it again.
Oh yeah, I I've been reading things saying that a lot of this money that we're like, oh, it goes to Ukraine. A lot of this money I hear is, now don't get me wrong, it's in some, probably an indirect way, it's funding some of that stuff. But from what I've been reading, apparently some of these funds are actually going to like domestic weapons producers, the military industrial complex.
That's not at all.
That's true. I'm trying to look that up. You're exactly right.
That's not at all surprising.
I heard through a mutual aid group of mine that why Grassley signed it.
So let's hypothetically, if that's true, like how much of that, you know, is actually affecting the war? And is that why Putin's like, I don't give a crap. Like, you guys are just printing money while I'm selling energy to Europe. And, you know, I'm making cash, you know, he's like perfect. You know, I like Biden. I don't know, man. I mean, I could see Trump being like, just like, you know what, calling up, you know, some military leader and being like, hey, go over there and bomb, just as a warning, bomb this place and, you know, on the border or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, Trump's a wild card when it comes. Didn't start any new. I'd have to bring up that he did expand Syria in ways, which was not. So when people are like, oh, he didn't start any wars, I'm like, yeah, but he expanded something that really fucking sucked for America. But he didn't start any new wars, but he's still a wild card because he was the one that basically, when he was in office, told Iran, like, get fucked, we're killing your top military general. And he did.
Yeah.
He literally drone bombed him in Iraq and killed, you know, Salami, right?
Right.
Like, legitimately, he did that. It was one of the top military or security specialists in Iran, and Iran did not go to war with us.
Yeah. I remember I had a Discord friend who lived in Iran when that happened, and just like a regular dude, they were like, yeah, we don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Well, like, we don't care about that.
They
guy.
Don't care. Like
the regular people
didn't care. But the you know, the government of Iran cared. That was like, you know, he was like their years long security guy. I mean, that was the guy, right? Like, that was one of their biggest names when it came to military. And I mean, I'm telling you, dude, like, he just pressed the button, sent the fucking drone, and took him right out like it was nothing in Iraq.
Right.
Like, that's a wild card, man. That guy's a wild card, dude.
I think he's respected for that, by the way. I think warlords, you know, the fucking assholes respect that because they're like, dude, the real deal. He'll actually do it. He will actually send the fucking
Ian,
seals
some,
to get me.
You got some?
Oh no, I'll be honest. Like, I don't know. I haven't been following domestic, like, I'm sorry, foreign policy. Like, I haven't been following like foreign geopolitics as in depth as I used to at one time. So I don't know truly how much of a threat Iran was at the time, or whether or not that it was even worth us even, you know, being concerned about. So, you know, it's like, I don't know. What did that do? You know,
the crazy thing about Iran Iran has never been.
That's my opinion, but
that's the craziest part about all this. And you know, I made a video about this 2020 because in 2020 we were talking about actually being talked about it.
You showed pictures from the 70s, right?
Yeah. Well, no, from the 50s.
I made a video
about the 50s because in 1950s, Iran basically had an uprisal, an uprising, and they voted in their first democratic. Like elections, they voted for Mohammad Mossadegh to become their prime minister. He was the first democratically elected prime minister. He ousted the and became the leader of Iran. Well, he decided, you know, this country, Iran, that has just been basically given barrels Britain in decades, he decided that he was going to nationalize the oil beneficial to the people of Iran. he was no longer going to give them this prorated, like terribly cheap oil anymore. And so what did they do? Britain's MI6, IA, of course, got together and went in and created civil unrest in Iran. They performed a coup to remove the democratically elected prime minister. Many of his family members arrested him and then went back in. And prior to this happening, they were on their way to being a Western country. They had Chevy Bel Air, top hats, Doras and suits. The women were wearing neon signs places. I mean, it was really, they were on their way to being like a Western culture. Honest to God.
It's weird to see those pictures.
It's really weird when you see those pictures.
And to see it now.
Now you see Iran and everyone have their head covered. Signs are all bars or
what time period? What time period was this when they're when they're becoming okay? That's what I thought. Yeah,
and
they were becoming kind of Westernized, you say, in the 1950s. Yeah,
totally. Dude.
When did it go back? When did they make the? When does it go back to Britain?
1954.
I thought in the 70s.
No, 1954. Took out Mohammed. You know, there was the. I don't know if you guys were familiar. There was a time I think in the 70s or the 80s when the United States military shot one of Iran's passenger planes out of the sky. Killed 60 children.
Whoops,
our bad. But Iran's never been a threat to us. We were the threat to Iran, and we still are. And Russia was a threat to Iran, and Iran was a threat to Russia. They were at war against each other for quite some time.
Yo, this says 1979.
What?
It says April 1st, 1979, Iran officially became the Islamic Republic. I mean, I don't know about their cultural practices before that, but I swear I saw a video from the 70s where it was like chicks were in skirts and they were just hanging out, having a great time.
Maybe the Shah was a little bit. Mohammad Mossadegh died in 1990. Prime Minister. Right, he. Prior to that, all the prime ministers had been like part of the Shah. They were not democratic. Passed down. It was like passed down theocracy. And after Mohammad Mossadegh left, back to the Shah. Maybe the Muslim might have taken over prior to that. They were not prime democratic. I believe that Mohammed was the only Democrat.
Wasn't the Shah kind of kind of Western in his sort of approach? And like, he wasn't like, you know,
he wasn't nearly as bad as what, but he was more like a monarchy, right? Like it was kind of more of like a monarchy. Now it's a straight up like despotic state, really. But they still had some despotism and it was still, I mean, the Shah was kind of a pushover to America and Britain, right? You're going to give us your oil, take you out. And he, okay, well, whatever. That's fine. Yeah, take it. That's how the Shah was.
We pretty much installed him. I mean,
put him back in. I mean, so that whole thing was about oil too.
We should have never told them about the oil, dude.
Crazy to me. Dude. So anyways, Putin knows that Biden would be easier adversary, I believe.
Oh yeah,
in a Trump presidency, he's predictable. He said he's predictable, which I think is true. But at this point, he's definitely not running the foreign policy of the United States at all. They do not allow him.
There's what is no he way. Running?
Huh?
What is he running? Like the McDonald's ice cream machine? Maybe.
Yeah, that's it, dude. Yeah, it's down again.
He likes mint chocolate chip, okay?
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. That's I brought that up on the show before about the sun. How when I worked in air, when the memory patients would start to sundown and get like give them ice cream every single time they give them ice cream, and they'd settle down and go eat their ice cream and forget about the sundowning, and the sun would go down. That's what they're doing to Joe Biden with ice cream. Yep. I'm telling you right now, it's like nurses know about this. This is like an absolutely like normal thing for nurses to do. And they're doing this. They're giving they're giving him ice cream.
That doesn't sound very healthy.
Oh,
They're,
you know, when you're on
they're dementia patients, dude, like brain. Who cares about their blood sugar at that point?
They have cut open his skull, operated on his brain, and put the skull back, filled it back up.
What?
That's, you didn't know about that, Ryan?
What?
Yes. He's had brain surgery, invasive brain surgery. The doctors at the time said, hey, listen, you know, surgery went great. We got it taken care of, but we don't know about the long-term effects of this.
Like,
I vaguely recall
how old
that,
was
that
he when this happened?
How old was he?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I've been keeping an eye on the Rumble chat because...
Yeah, it doesn't show up in our... Rumble chat does not...
Well,
stream chat,
we have one message, and it is a beauty.
Oh, is it?
It is an absolute beauty.
Did it say I'm a 14-year-old edgelord?
Dynamite emojis. Sound of Freedom star Jim Caviezel. Or quote-unquote,
hey,
Jesus.
It's Caviezel.
Caviezel. Or quote-unquote, Jesus, as America remembers him. Mind you, this is in all caps. Just leaked an intimate video of Barack and Michelle Obama with a child. And then a link.
Nice. Big Mike.
Nope. Don't click that link, buddy.
Yeah, do not click that link. But the Rumble comments hit different.
Yeah, they do hit different. Rumble's wild.
Okay,
wild.
How old's Joe Biden? 160?
87?
Okay, it was in 1988. So you do the math live on. Do math live on TV, right?
So he's like 50 something,
30s.
So whatever. He had brain. What Joe Biden learned from his life threatening brain aneurysms?
Wait,
fucking plural.
Oh shit.
Yeah. How is this man alive with after
the then Delaware senator had bowed out of the 1988 presidential race after questions were raised about the lack of attribution. He bowed out of a presidential race because of brain aneurysms. What Democrat knows that?
Wow.
Raise your hand if you're a Democrat and you know that Joe Biden had his skull opened, his brain punched around with a scalpel, and then his brain put in his skull cap put back in place and sewed up. And they're like, don't worry about it. It's all fine.
88 was the year that Ron Paul ran as a libertarian for president. 1980. A lot of people don't know that. That's when he was on the Morton Downey Jr. show and stuff. He was an actual libertarian for the Libertarian Party. This was only 17 years. Pretty cool. Guys, ODE lunar mission takes off, aiming for historic U.S. moon landing. First moon landing for the first time, 5 decades. Listen, Top Lobster, I know you're gonna have some stuff. Come on the show and talk about it. Look,
dude, and CGI is way better.
Dude. The CGI is much better these days. Okay, you don't have to just go into the Arizona desert and record this fake moon landing anymore.
Come on!
Dude, hey, shut up. Listen, I don't technically...
I'm doing it just to bother you, AJ.
I'm not. I have my reservations about us going to the moon, and I'll tell you why. Because at the same time we were trying to go to the moon, yeah, Russia was trying to go to the moon.
So what?
Hold on. And we absolutely had to, at least in the face of the public, beat Russia to the moon. Now, I'm not saying we haven't been to the moon since.
They put a dog in space, people. Russia
listen,
put a dog
listen,
in space. Big
listen,
fucking deal.
Listen, listen. I am not saying one way or the other that we haven't been to the moon since then. But I do not believe that the original moon landing was real.
It was real.
I do not believe
and
that.
And the evidence for that is...
There's a lot. Have you watched the movie? Have you watched the documentary?
Okay, I'm not going to be like, I've seen everything. I'm not going to say that. I've seen a plethora.
There's a really good
documentary. Moon landing conspiracy videos.
There's a really good.
Okay.
There's a really
there's
good.
There's three main things: the fucking pictures they took. Okay. Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Watch me nail the conspiracy argument here. One, the pictures.
Yeah.
Two.
What about the pictures?
Communications.
Wait, what about the pictures?
We'll say communications.
What about the pictures?
Something about there's a watermark or a fucking crosshair or something that you aim the camera with and that shows up in front of him and it should be behind him or vice versa or some shit. There's some kind of like...
Well, there's several
depth
aspects.
Of field
There's
issue.
Several aspects of the pictures that have been scrutinized. One, they're footsteps, footprints. to the flag.
What about the footprints?
The flag waving because there is no
the flag wave. Doesn't wave. There's a vacuum hold of on, space. It on, does not wave. On, there's slight on, gravity.
Let me finish, dude.
Okay.
The fact that there's no shadows at all. Zero shadows.
There's shadows everywhere.
No, there's not. There's no shadow. The,
Google.
Not
it's a Google
I've
watched, search
I've
away.
Looked at the pictures, dude. I've seen them. I've seen them a million times.
Okay.
There are no shadows.
You know it's
cast.
The sun side of the moon, right?
Huh?
You know it's the sun side of the moon. The moon only faces one direction. It's us. Okay. But when you look up and see the moon, you've seen the same fucking moon your entire life.
Sure.
It spins at the same rate it's revolving around us. We never see the dark side of the moon. Okay. It's what makes space travel there possible. If you're on the dark side, you're fucked. You can't have any telemetry. All right. So
there'd be shadows.
Yes, there's a lot of sunlight.
There should be shadows.
The sunlight is reflecting off the moon. Okay. Reflecting off the moon. So the light's actually coming up at you. So yeah, the shadows are weird, but there are shadows. There are shadows.
There aren't shadows. There are not shadows in those pictures. No, there's not.
I'll pull it up right now.
Pull them up.
Okay, I got it.
Go ahead. Also, let me. What about the Van Allen radiation belt? That's the other.
Yes.
That's the other part that
you are correct. There's a hella radiation,
super
okay?
bad. Radiation.
Hella, it's bad. Yeah. They go out of communication. There's no radio communication. Okay, but it's not enough to kill you. Number one, it is enough that if you did it frequently enough, you would have definitely long-term health effects. But you pass through it and you come back. It was a measured risk, and at the time that they did that. The radiation was at its lowest point. It ebbs and flows, and it was at its lowest point. They didn't plan it that way. It was just serendipity that happened that way. So they did happen to have very good radio communications, and there was little to no radiation compared to what normally happens.
Yeah, I still think
it was
the same
as a chest X-ray.
I still think it's extremely fishy. The whole thing was. I do believe that, and I do believe that Stanley Kubrick put hat tips to it. Movies like The Shining and other movies that he did.
You're not saying the demonstration video where they were underwater to test stuff out was passed off as a real video. And they're like, look, it's fake because they're underwater. Or they're using strings.
No,
yeah, there's some conspiracy theorists that pass off a demonstration video that NASA put out showing how it works.
No, that has nothing to do with it. You should watch I'll find the documentary for you. I can't remember the name of it.
So,
it blew my mind.
I got it.
I believe that we landed on the moon. Here's
the moon landing picture. Just Google lunar landing. You can see the shadow in behind him, probably from the lander. There's a leg of the lander. And then you can see the shadow right behind him.
Oh, yeah. Look. Yeah, that wasn't put in afterwards with the in full color American flag, dude.
So the goalposts
have
moved.
Come on, dude.
The goalposts have moved. First, there's no shadows.
Look at the
now, there are shadows there, but they're fake.
Okay. Well, no, look at the picture you're using.
Okay.
You literally have that flag is in full color, bro.
Okay. The whole image is in color. The whole image
can
is in
you
color.
See stars in the background?
No.
You cannot. No, you cannot.
Why is there no stars in the background?
Okay. I can explain this. So when you're standing out in the daytime, do you see stars?
No.
Sometimes.
So when you're standing on the surface of the moon, the sun is shining on you. The reason that this guy is in light. It's the light from the sun. It's a sunny day on the moon. You're not going to see stars.
How about no dust?
You can see
the
Earth in the background.
How about no dust coming up with the footsteps?
Yes, it's a light powdery substance. You can hear him talk about it when he gets off the lander and takes the first steps. He goes, I'm only sinking down a couple of inches, but that first couple inches is a fine sand, almost a powder.
Yeah, but there's no gravity and it doesn't fly.
There is gravity. It's a third of our gravity.
So
about
a lot
third.
Of the reflectivity.
Yeah, there is gravity.
Or no, yeah, third or sixth.
Hold on, let our guest talk.
A lot of the reflectivity from the sun on the Earth, right, reflects off of our atmosphere. That's why you can't see the stars. It's not because the sun is there, like on the surface. If we had no atmosphere here, you would more likely be able to see the stars, right? Because there's no atmosphere, so you wouldn't have the light
from the sun reflecting off
the atmosphere.
I just want to be clear one more time. It's not that I don't believe we've been to the moon now. I'm skeptical.
What do you mean now?
But I don't believe that the original moon.
You don't think the 1969 first lunar landing was real?
I believe that it was fake. So, yeah.
Okay.
I think the 1969 landing was real, but I think there are elements that are very fluffed up.
I think it was faked so that we could claim that we beat.
Okay. I think it was probably the most monumental scientific feat that's ever been performed.
No way.
I would say maybe
There's so many.
Hubble Space Telescope is pretty good. That was pretty fucking cool, too. But, yeah, Skylab and the International Space Station, I'd put that maybe a little bit above the lunar landing. But the lunar landing, at that time in history, the technology we had and the mathematics we had to do by fucking hand to do this shit because nobody had ever done it, is fucking incredible. One of the most amazing feats we've ever achieved as a country.
AJ swallowed the entire blue pill.
Yeah, I fucking love it. Yeah, I think it's amazing. Those guys are so fucking brave. They knew almost 100% they would die. Almost 100% you're not coming back. And they're like, fuck it. Let's do it. Strap me into a fucking rocket and send me out of Earth's gravity. And I'm crossing my fingers I'll come back to my family. That, dude, fake or not, if you say they didn't land on the moon, even going into outer fucking space at that time was solid steel balls.
Doesn't that sound like
the Russians sent a dog, guys? They sent a dog, and then they sent Yuri. Yuri did a fucking orbit and then came back. Ooh. Pussies.
No, the cool
Russians are pussies.
The best scientific achievement was sending Tesla in space, dude.
Yeah. I've ever seen. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
With the fake dummy. And they got the camera going 24/7.
The aliens are like,
you could watch
what
space.
The fuck
you
is
could
this?
Watch space. You could just log in and watch space live. That was pretty cool. It was pretty good for them. You think the moon landing was real? The original moon landing, Ian?
I'm very skeptical. I'm kind of leaning that it wasn't real. I mean, there's just too much sketchy stuff that NASA can't seem to figure out, and they lost everything apparently, and you know, it's just weird, man.
I think there is a generational gap.
And he like gives these really strange answers to like, you know, oh yeah, we did. Oh no, we're never going back there. We, you know, we can't go there.
2025, we'll be back there, and we'll take pictures of the footprints.
Who's the guy that would accost Buzz Aldrin stuff all the time with?
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin punched the guy.
No, it was because the guy would show up with the Bible and say, "Swear on this Bible that you stepped on the moon," and he wouldn't do it.
No,
seen that?
No, the guy showed up and called him a fraud. Said you never did it. And Buzz Aldrin punched him in the face.
That's because guy that had accosted him for the last two decades with a Bible.
Yeah, the guy's an asshole. That guy's an asshole.
I said, just swear on the Bible that you went there. Just swear. That's all I'm asking you to do. Buzz is a Christian. Just swear on the Bible that you've been there. And he wouldn't do it. Yes, look it up.
Is he really a Christian?
I mean, maybe.
Yes, well, supposedly.
I don't know. But tell me the motivation for an old 80-year-old man that didn't land on the moon. If someone came up and said, you didn't land on the moon, he would punch them in the face.
Yeah.
50 years later?
Yeah, what if they told
you? Why would
you
do that?
What if they told you, AJ, if they told you, if you ever let them know that we didn't go to the moon, we'll kill your family. What if they told you that?
What's the motivation?
No, just
there?
Listen.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
why do you believe all...
It's a pissing contest with the Russians,
AJ,
now we have Tucker going over to Putin.
Fuck that. Who cares about what he's doing? AJ. You believe and understand all the conspiracies that America has been a part of.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The PSYOP.
I'm saying
bullshit.
The moon landing.
Listen. You know about Northwoods.
Yes.
You know about paperclip.
Yes.
You know about MK Ultra.
Yes.
You know about all of these programs that they've done.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, but on the moon, you're unshakable, unmovable.
How many toilet paper? Hitler used toilet paper, so I'm a Nazi.
No, I'm just saying it's funny. It's funny to me because you're so set. I'm not mad.
No, I've researched it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I've done the research. We went to the fucking moon, guys. It'd be more expensive to fucking fake it. They looked into it.
How much of the crazy, just unethical, disgusting shit that our government has done?
Yes.
Have they publicized, made a big deal about? It's like you're going to draw in people, doubters about it. Like the CIA discovered the spirit realm. They straight up confirmed that they discovered the spirit realm.
They have remote viewers.
Russia.
They do.
Russia independently confirmed this as well without knowing that the CIA was researching it. I mean, very excited for What If Alt History's video.
Dude, remote viewing is real. We can talk about it.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
But
we're getting close.
But anyways,
that shit just leaked. That got declassified. That's as big a deal as the moon landing. But we publicized the crap out of the moon landing because we wanted people to know that.
Yeah. Yeah. We did.
And
it was a way to unite your country and go, look, we're doing good. We're doing good. The money we spent on this shit, okay, mm-hmm. we can talk about the NASA budget and stuff. Look, we beat the Russians. We're better.
Yeah,
it was a way to say we're better. It was what fucking Cold War, dude.
Ian's got something to say.
There's more albums.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, add another layer to that and think about how much money, like it's a perfect distraction for the public. And think about how much money they were able to get the public to totally be cool with just dumping all this money into this program.
Correct.
And then you just film it on a set and it costs you a fraction, like a literal fraction of how much money you just gypped the taxpayer out of.
So yeah, that's where I got to disagree. They looked into it. At that time, the technology, the sound stages, everything you would need to make that as believable as that video was, to make it indiscernible from a real video on the moon, would have cost more American dollars to produce that video than to actually fly to the moon. I'm not kidding. It's been done. They've done the math.
All right.
CGI is so much better.
A specific camera? They contracted a company to make a camera that could handle the ranges of the temperature of the moon. And they still do have that exact camera that was used on the first lunar landing.
Right,
at
we're,
the
done, we're done talking about the moon landing now. Yeah. We'll talk more about it.
Bro, they flew there, landed, and then filmed it. And we're like, what up, Russia? Fuck off.
They did say they did conveniently lose almost everything related.
Wait, what? Yeah. Including the film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean like after they got back to Earth, it's been misplaced?
It's gone.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure it's not valuable, right? Come on, guys.
Anyway.
They lost moon rocks. They had the conspiracy theorists will tell you the moon rocks are fake because when they tested it later, the one that fucking Buzz Aldrin brought back was fake. Yeah, they switched it and sold the real one. That shit's fucking priceless.
Okay.
They went there six times.
We're gonna end this show by dunking on Britain because why not? We should do it. Recently, British historian is discussing America's gun culture. He called America one nation under guns and says that our gun culture is toxic and deadly.
You're going to give you all riled up and then bring this shit up?
Yes.
One nation under guns?
One
that
nation
is a
under guns
based slogan.
That our gun culture is toxic and deadly. Now, I want to reiterate that England in itself is a tiny island compared to America. Is smaller than the size of Texas. Much smaller. And let me tell you, London, especially the East End, has more stabbings than anywhere else in the entire world. This no gun having, guns are bad, guns are toxic, one nation under God, under guns is toxic gun culture. A country has more stabbings than anywhere else in the world.
The Pakis put guns in trees.
What?
The Pakis put guns in trees.
So, Britain,
there's a fight. They just run the tree and grab it out.
I want to make it very clear on this show, Britain. We fought a war against you, in 1700s.
May you remembered it.
You may have remembered it. We won, by a great margin. Actually, we set you packing. We told you we'd no longer live under your monarchy. That includes your dumb fucking historians that shouldn't open their mouth about our culture in the United States. This is our culture. It's not your culture. We don't give a shit what you have. You have to have a license yearly renewed to own a television in Britain. Okay.
That's
I don't care what you have to say about my country. You guys have the English medical service there, which is, you know, hey, you got cancer. We'll see you in 16 months when we have room for you. Okay. You guys have TV licenses. You are talking about outlawing knives. Legitimately.
London's
done, by
the way. At
least the Canadian medical service does the service of killing you rather than just letting you suffer.
I don't give a shit what any British historian has to say about the United States. The only thing that matters when a British historian is talking about the United States is that we kicked your fucking ass, dude. And we don't have to deal with your tyrannical monarchy bullshit in the United States because of that. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that we're perfect. I'm not saying this country is perfect. Okay. We have our own problems and we need to fix them. But we're not England. We're not getting stabbed in the streets of Iowa because I carry a gun everywhere. I don't have to have a license because I have about six TVs in this house. Can you imagine having to have a license for every TV renewed yearly? Guess what? I just put my TV up and I don't give That's a shit bizarre. What they say. Okay. It's gotten really bad to the point of where, you know, the law in England, and let's not forget that there's literally a camera on every corner in England too. They're watching.
So sad.
So this British historian can pretty much kiss my red, white, and blue ass. I don't know. How you feel, like?
Well, all I got to say is we're from Iowa, where our sheriffs get pulled into federal court because they had an illegal machine gun. That Adair, based. Iowa. Maybe once we'll look that up. Sheriff it? Wendt. He owned a gun store in Denison. And so he's allegedly, he was finagling purchases of machine guns for demonstration purposes on their department.
Right, which you're allowed.
He tried to get a GE minigun.
Yeah.
He tried to get a minigun. He had a $60,000 deposit ready for it. And they're like, can you tell us why you guys need a minigun in Adair, Iowa, where you have two officers? And he's like, well, I'd love to see the word for word writing on this. He sent an email saying basically, you know, criminals are heavily armed these days, and we might need that for, I'm not kidding.
They're gonna put that.
I want to get a hold of that. Yeah, I want to get a hold of that email.
Bro, they were gonna put that shit on the back of a horse carriage, dude.
Yeah, he was gonna put it on his personal Humvee.
That's sad.
He has a Humvee to replace a previously emplaced machine gun.
And you live in
this
live
man
over
is
there
a,
somewhere. Where
this man is a legend.
He's a hero. He's the coolest cop ever.
What do you think of One Nation under guns for a presidential slogan?
Ian, you live in a state that allows you to have.
Well, yeah, you can own machine guns. You can't. Let's see. So it's basically just under the federal law that you can you can buy the grandfather in ones. Yeah. But I mean, as far as like open carry is completely legal. There's been a lot of push to infringe on certain things, and they're trying to make it where private businesses can put up a little sign that says no guns here. And even if you're concealed carrying, you can be legally, if they like detect it in a metal detector or whatever, and they discover a gun on you, they can actually hold you legally liable and take you to court and stuff. So
trying to pass one of those dumb laws. We don't have that now, thankfully. They can just take you out of the...
Yeah, I mean, relatively, though, it's relatively free in Nevada still. I mean, I open carry personally, but, you know, it's still pretty base state for the most part. But there's we're right next to California.
Well, and you also have one county.
Where's he at? What state is that?
He lives in Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
You also have one of the one county, right, county that always going to.
Yeah, and that's where Ron Paul famously was up against the white-haired dude, the old politician. He was the Speaker of the House, I think, under Clinton's administration.
Oh, Gingrich?
Yeah. Where he was famous, you know, him and Ron Paul were kind of going at it in as far as voting in the primaries in Nevada, and that was in Clark County where a lot of shenanigans went on.
Which is funny because Ron Paul actually did very good in Nevada.
Yeah, yeah, he had a lot of support.
Nevada and Iowa. He basically won the caucus. And they didn't put him on the fucking news, dude. Yeah, they didn't even put his name in the figures.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
I personally think he won it in Clark County. But I think there were some shenanigans going on there. That's just my opinion.
Well, there was, and the GOP was, I mean, it wasn't just the mainstream media. Fuck. I talked about this. I'm part of that campaign in LA. They had our caucus members side of caucuses, places like, you know, the GOP did. They had them locked out and arrested. And the GOP changed their national convention to exclude Ron Paul delegates.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was absolutely. And they fought Ron Paul tooth and nail to get Mitt Romney in there. Literally. Mitt Romney, dude. That's who they wanted. Mitt Romney. Fucking Mitt Romney, dude.
Not Alden, the Jewish dude, the casino owner in Clark County, where he had some casinos, the billionaire that supported Trump. That guy actually, he actually wanted Newt Gingrich to win the primary there, which is kind of weird.
It was I don't know. He wasn't as bad as Mitt Romney. I would have taken Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
He's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Level Zero, thanks for the $5 super chat, man. We are one nation. As it should be.
Hell yeah.
Guns and God, man. Those are my two. I know some of you guys may not agree with me on the gun God thing. I know we find common.
Oh yeah. Can we talk about KC real quick? Kind of just on that gun issue.
Okay. I think Ian's only got about 4 minutes left until he's got to go. So yeah, you want to KC? Go ahead.
I think we should just say something about how I'm getting so fucking sick of. There's a mass shooting, and there. By the way, there's no definition for mass shooting. It depends on what you want to call it. Is it four or more people? Is it two? Is it multiple shooters? Do people have to die? Are they just injured? Are they hit?
It's all kinds of different shit.
Three or more.
That's what the FBI uses, I believe. Three or more people shot and one shebang, right?
Which, by the way, happens in Chicago every week.
Chicago, it's 20 a day, okay? Just to be clear. So they're only focusing on certain, you know, mass crimes. So this happened in KC. It was at the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Victory rally. So who's pissed off at this thing?
Terrible white nationalists.
Who's going to get pissed off at this thing?
So white nationalists and attacked the...
So they pick up three guys, right? We all know probably what they look like.
They were all white nationalists,
The one guy, one up, he's wearing all red, dude. Like, he's got red sweatpants, a red sweatshirt. Gosh, I wonder what gang he's with.
Yeah.
So CBS described it as a misunderstanding between some fans.
20 people shot.
20 people shot, one dead.
Yeah.
I guarantee you when this, maybe in a week or so, dies out, this is going to be a gang fucking dispute.
There's no doubt it was a gang. There was a gang fight.
Oh, there he is. Right?
Hey, did you see what the news said about the one death?
Oh.
They were in surgery and died during surgery. And
the
news said the investigation on how they died is still.
Oh, my.
I was like, you got to be kidding me, dude. That is the worst reporting I've ever seen.
People had a misunderstanding and guns were drawn and there were bullets flying. But listen, guys, it's the guns. It's not murderers. It's not letting federal parolees on the street to go back to their gangs and hustle.
There's no doubt that it was.
Has nothing to do with it.
There was no doubt that it was a gang altercation. No doubt whatsoever. And here's the fucked up thing. Gangs are so bad. You know who died? A DJ. A woman DJ at the party.
Of course. It's
died. Nobody else died.
Their kids were hit too. There's like, I think 10 kids or something.
Several kids hit. Okay? Guess who didn't die? Guess who didn't die? The gangbangers.
Yep.
But I will say this. I'm very, very proud of some of the residents of Kansas City during this. There's
they
video.
Did some tackles. They tackled
one of the shooters. Literally took him down on the ground and sat on him until cops
shot. Dude was still armed. He had a gun. He was tackled to the ground. The gun was loose. And the wife of one of the guys walked over and picked up the gun and took the gun away.
Yes.
Paul Contrius, I believe, is the guy's name that tackled him. I want to try and get him on the show.
That'd be cool. It's evidence that, hey, we're fucking done with this shit. Yeah. We're tired of it.
I will say this. I rail a lot about kind of mash.
Yeah.
This was not a gun free. Kansas City is, in fact, the entire state of Missouri.
Yep.
So I have to believe that a lot of people did not have weapons on them at this parade. Maybe there was some kind of ordinance put in place that said they couldn't have weapons. I don't know.
I don't know about
that. I was down
there
for the draft last year, and the whole, pretty much the whole time I was thinking, you know, this would be a very good area to target, and I should have brought my weapon with me and carried.
I don't give a shit. Like I said, at the Johnson Jordan Creek Mall here in Iowa, they have a little tiny sticker at the very bottom left corner of the door that's a no sign with a red line through it, and it has a hammer fired pistol. So I don't bring my Beretta; I bring the because it's center. It's center fire. It's not. You know,
I love those.
Yeah. So I don't know.
When it's a 1911, you're like, Glock. I got a Glock.
I didn't bring my Beretta. I'm good. I don't got to go in naked. Ian, what's this look like on your side of the country? We're just 2 hours away from Kansas City. So people are talking about it. Do you even see? I haven't even really seen much in the news on it. Have you?
I don't watch the news. I gave up on the news years ago. I pretty much pay attention to social media. All I'm seeing is basically pretty base takes. I mean, it's like, some idiot shot up, basically started shooting people, or some idiots, apparently. I guess it's plural. And bad people with guns, they're going to be there regardless of what the laws are, regardless of whether you disarm good people. I mean, it's like, why are there gang members and why are they shooting each other in public places? If that's the case, as you stated,
I have some breaking news. I think it's under 24 hours. It was breaking. We'll call it Mayor Brandon Johnson. This is Mayor Chicago, right? Ends the use of ShotSpotter in Chicago. ShotSpotter is a high-tech system that alerts and directs cops when gunshots are fired in Chicago. Critics say it targets minorities.
Well, shit.
The contract expires on Friday, but Mayor Johnson is keeping it until after the DNC convention in the summer.
Yeah,
shocker.
Got to have it for the DNC convention, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah,
and then
that terrible racist program that lets us know when people are shooting guns in the street.
Yep.
Terrible.
Get rid of that. Yeah. So gangsters are cheering. They're going to have to wait till after the DNC convention in the summer. But this summer is going to be lit in Chicago, I have a feeling. That was brought to you on X by End Wokeness.
Hey, Squared Mo from Twitch says my side profile. I hear that a lot. I tell people that Sal is my much fatter twin brother all the time. All the time. He's way fatter than I am. And he's way gayer than I am.
I see it.
Yeah, I get it.
Which is a monumental feat, by the way.
Yeah, you got to be
Sal the Agorist.
No, Sal from Impractical Jokers.
Oh,
have you ever watched that show, Impractical Jokers?
No, I have not.
It's actually
a great show.
All right, Ian. I know you got to get going. I know you got somewhere to be tonight. But before we get going, where can people follow you, support you, listen to you, all those good things?
Yeah, Ian, the letter B, last name Gallagher. That's my real name, unfortunately, on Twitter or X. Come if you want to follow. Nothing crazy. I don't do anything special. I kind of screw around on my little farm and have some hot takes and like to piss people off. And
farmers are the best.
Well, I mean, it's my life dream. But how do you pay the bills on that?
Our goal as a family is, man, last year it was like a big reality. By farm, holy shit, these prices have hurt. I was finding 7 acres, structures with 3 barns and a cornfield.
Wow.
For 700. Yeah. Now it's like 1.5. I'm like, holy shit, dude. That's crazy. Crazy, man. Ian, we appreciate you, man, coming on. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and going over some of these topics. I know these guys here like to bulldoze all our guests.
Yeah, thanks, dude. That was fun. Assholes.
It's all good.
We definitely appreciate you coming on. Hey, if you guys are out there, go follow my good friend Ian at on Twitter. And if you're watching us, I don't know where you're watching us. We're on...
probably on Rumble.
Yeah, probably on Rumble. We're on Rumble, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Kick now as well. It's like the new Twitch. It's like a new Twitch, but it lets you keep 5% of what. It's super dope, and we're restreaming to a bunch of different places. So if you're watching this, subscribe wherever you're watching this, and then go subscribe to the YouTube too, because we need that algorithm to get us out to all of the places. But also on Rumble, we're gonna try and grow that Rumble channel. We had 50,000 views on Rumble last show.
We fluctuated between about 150 and 200 live viewers the whole time. We're on the front page.
Well, they put our live on the front page?
Yeah, we're one of the biggest live channels right now. We're like 11th or something.
Holy shit, dude. That's crazy. I hope you had fun, Ian.
Yeah, we're all in the editor's picks. We have over 2,000 views in the episode already.
Damn, what's up, Ian? Thank we really owe a big shout out to Nick from Rumble. He's been standing for us, and I appreciate that guy a lot. I think he knows that we've been doing the show for a while and put a lot into the show, so we appreciate it. But Ian, man, thank you so much for coming on, brother. Yeah. I know you got to run. We appreciate you. We'll have you back on sometime, and we'll talk to you soon.
Peace out. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Yep, take it easy.
Later, dude.
Another awesome episode in the book. Yeah, I just want to reiterate what I said going into that last segment. The British can kiss my ass, my entire ass. I don't give a fuck. Listen, I live in Iowa, dude, and carry machine guns in our backpacks.
I get big mad when it's British.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see the irony here?
Like, go fix your fucking teeth, bitch. Don't talk about
it. I was going to say, you can't even maintain your teeth. Why are you telling us about guns?
Yeah, that's cool. That sucks. That's too bad that that it doesn't show us the live Rumble chat on.
Well, nobody really chats in it.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
We've had two comments and like two live chats, and both of them have been spam links about some sort of famous person being a pedophile.
Oh yeah.
Which, you know what? If you're gonna try and bait us, I respect the absurdity.
Yeah, I respect that one. It's probably true. You know, that's probably true. You know, these elites, these rich elite politicians, Hollywood, academia, they're all fucking pedophiles. Don't make me tap the sign. They're all Satanists that just want to diddle kids. Dude. You know what I mean? And I mean that. I hate them. I hate them so much. Who was it? When I was on Stu earlier, he said they actually just. And I was like, yes, he's right. I love Stu. Stu's my spirit animal, by the way. If you guys weren't here in the beginning, I will be on Stu Peter's show tomorrow, talking about porn. Foreign influence in U.S. politics and also World War III, who I respect and love. Savage. We need more brave people like Stu. And he told me that we need a million Joshua. That one struck a chord with me. And I did say, you got to be brave. It's time to be brave. You're going to be called an anti-Semite, dude. You're going to be called a racist. You're going to be called all of these names. And it's all a cudgel to shut down. It's all a cudgel to shut down your speech. To shut down your ideas. But the truth is that no army can stop an idea whose time has come, and you have to be brave. More so now than ever in your life. Time to be brave, dog. Time to step up and start saying things the way they are, because next stop is the FEMA camp, bro. I believe that. I totally believe that's the next. That's where we're going next if we don't start pushing back now. And you can find me selling loose cigarettes at the FEMA camp telling you I told you so.
I just watched an Eric Garner video today.
Oh, shit. I forgot. I didn't even think about Eric Garner when I said that. I'm literally selling you loose cigarettes.
Yeah, it was on.
I'm going to be selling
my lawn episode, but that's a libertarian thing. He was selling loosey cigarettes. Yeah. And so it's actually a communist policy killed Eric Garner.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
The mayor said, hey, I don't want these looseys being sold. I don't want this. Turnstile jumpers, whatever it was. Yeah. But Lucy Cigarettes, they came down from that department and said, hey, we gotta crack down on these guys. Why?
Ryan, you got anything before we take off?
Follow us on Rumble. I wanna see if...
Yeah, subscribe to our Rumble. If you're watching this on Rumble, subscribe to the channel. Follow us on the channel. We need more followers.
I believe it's called Following on Rumble.
Following on Rumble,
yes. I wanna see how quickly our Rumble following can overtake our YouTube subscribers.
Which is now at almost 6,000.
Yes. So Rumble people, get on that.
Yes, there we are.
We would love to become exclusive to Rumble at some point. If you can grow our platform big enough, we would we'd be more exclusive. Do at least more exclusive shows on Rumble.
Yeah.
But we would like to make that our biggest platform and get away. AJ, you got anything before we go?
We have 205 people watching on Rumble.
Yeah, dude. I know we're on the front page.
Follow me on X, poison_tip. Same for Instagram.
Yeah.
Same thing for Instagram. Poison_tip.
He'll give you all the blue pilled space.
AJ's Instagram is just nothing but him.
Hey, if you think we landed on the moon and you're based and you think astronauts are fucking ballsy, follow me.
Yeah.
Or you can hang out with these freaks who think we never went there.
We didn't. Well, maybe we have.
Unbelievable.
We're going to bring Top Lobster on to argue this with you. I'm going to bring.
Bring him on.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring Owen Benjamin and Top Lobster on at the same time.
Dude, Owen Benjamin's a tall motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
I'll just,
I'm not going to drink
I'll just
if he
stay
comes.
Home for that one.
Yeah. I want to be able to throw in. Hands if Owen comes. He's a big guy.
he's my size. Not that big.
That's you like, sure? Like, I thought the dude's like 7 feet tall.
No, I think he's like 6'3". I don't think he's that big.
I think he's a big fucking dude. I thought he was like 6'6".
Oh, maybe he is. I don't know.
Yeah, Benjamin's a fucking... He's a Sasquatch. Don't bring him in person.
Guys, we'll see you again for a new show on Tuesday. I think Monday night. Monday night, I'll be streaming games again. If you follow us on Twitch. Twitch, Kick, or YouTube is where I put out the gaming content. So I'll be doing... I'll be streaming some game. We did Resurgence last night. I've been having problems with... the remote view, but I have a now that will fix that. And so we'll be follow us on all platforms. We're on Twitch, Twitter, Rumble, all the good things. What else? Kick, Odyssey. We are live on Odyssey,
yep,
as well. So just follow us wherever you're at. Follow us, and then follow us at the YouTube at youtube.com/fightthedespots. We're gonna fight and see if Rumble or YouTube grows faster. We're gonna fight it, see what happens. Big shout out to my buddy Nick for putting us on the front page again. We'll be back for an all-new show on Thursday. If you're listening to this podcast tonight, 2/15/2024, you're welcome. I finally figured out how to start recording these shows so that we can put them up on the podcast feed immediately following the podcast. So you guys will get that content right after. Next week, I'm going to start doing after-hour shows again. We'll be going live until 10 or 10:30. So we'll have the 1.5 to 2 hour live show and then a hour-long show after. You can become a member at the Patreon or the Subscribestar. Both of those are /BreakTheCycleJS. Or you can join the YouTube channel by hitting join under. Then you will get content. Going to start streaming like for real, boys. I will catch you guys on the flip side. Don't forget to break the cycle.
Due to legal reasons, I just have to explain. The lyrics of my last song may seem to contain a violent call to action in the verse and refrain. But I just meant it in Minecraft. The helicopter part was in reference to GTA 5 and the things you do. So any violence you commit, I am not an excuse, because I just meant it in Minecraft. Wood chipper is my friend and he's constantly cold. Accusations of incitement getting totally old. Make your own choices, yeah, you have control, because I just meant it in Minecraft. Obviously I would never advocate force, unless it's due process and a trial of course. And if you're convicted we will make you a corpse. In Minecraft, just in Minecraft. You're nothing I mean, you know it. The product theaters gets it closed from COVID. Holy shit, I think I'm a poet. In Minecraft.